This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. UN investigators released a report Tuesday finding both Ukrainian and Russian prisoners of war have been subjected to torture and ill treatment by their captors. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The investigators report only Ukraine has granted them confidential access to Russian prisoners of war in places of internment. So they have conducted interviews with Ukrainian POWs upon their release. Speaking from Kyiv, the head of the UN Human Rights Monitoring Mission in Ukraine, Matilda Bogner, says Ukrainian prisoners of war told her team they were beaten immediately upon capture. Some had their personal belongings pillaged.
The vast majority of those we interviewed told us that during their internment they were tortured and ill-treated. Torture and ill-treatment were not only used to coerce prisoners of war to give military information or statements about alleged crimes. They were used on a daily basis to intimidate and humiliate them.
Bogner says the UN mission has documented cases of Russian POWs subjected to torture and ill-treatment by members of the Ukrainian armed forces. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Reports from Ukraine say Russia launched waves of airstrikes on the country Tuesday, targeting 10 regions, including the capital Kyiv, and what is being seen as a military rebuke to Ukrainians reveling in one of their biggest wartime successes, last week's takeover of the key southern city of Kherson. The airstrikes rocked Ukraine from east to west, hitting energy facilities and other infrastructure, as well as residential buildings in Kyiv, where one death was reported. This is VOA News.